Before Simon comes to speak, we have our final Bible reading for this evening, which comes from Matthew chapter 2, verses 1 to 12. The visit of the wise men. Now afterwards Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king. Behold, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem, saying, "Where is he who has been born king of the Jews? For we saw his star when it rose and have come to worship him." When Herod the king heard this, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And assembling all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Christ was to be born. They told him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for so it is written by the prophet, 'And you, O Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for from you shall come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel.'" Then Herod summoned the wise men secretly and ascertained from them what time the star had appeared. Then he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, "Go and search diligently for the child, and when you have found him, bring me word, that I too may come and worship him." After listening to the king, they went on their way. And behold, the star that they had seen when it rose went before them until it came to rest over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced exceedingly with great joy. And going into the house, they saw the child with Mary his mother, and they fell down and worshipped him. Then, opening their treasures, they offered him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh. And being warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they departed to their own country by another way.
Okay, good evening. On the shortest day of the year, so it's only going to get longer now, which is good. My name is Simon. I've been coming to Thornhill Church for 6 years with my wife, and we've got two sons. So it's a pleasure today to share with you God's word this morning, or this evening, sorry. Last week, I had a joy of seeing my son's first ever nativity play. And it got me thinking, got me reminiscing about the times when I was in a nativity myself, and how there are certain roles that are more important than others. If you were given sort of angel number 6 or one of the sheep, you're kind of making up the numbers, aren't you? It's a bit of a disappointment. Maybe you're lucky to be given the innkeeper, and you can say the iconic words, "No room, no room." I didn't really want Joseph. I think Joseph was a bit too much responsibility. But one year I was given one of the wise men, and I feel like if you have one of the wise men, it's a respected role. You could walk around the primary school playground with a bit of street cred, maybe. But you can picture them: the shiny crown, the flowing cape, riding on a camel, carrying the precious gift. But the Bible, which we read to you just then, we're not told very much about the wise men, are we? In the book of Matthew, he doesn't tell us how many there were. He doesn't call them kings. He simply calls them magi, or wise men from the east. They were scholars and scientists of their day, men who studied the stars, astronomers. They studied ancient texts, patterns in the sky. They were the sort of people who would advise rulers, and they were respected thinkers. They would have traveled from regions like maybe the Persia or Babylon. This is a journey that would have taken months, maybe years, not days. And it would have been a distance somewhere from 600 miles to 1,000 miles. So it's a long way. This is no casual trip. This is a dangerous and costly trip. And God places the star in the sky to show them where to go and follow. And what was their reason? Why did they do this? It was one thing. We have come to worship him, the King of the Jews. And after their long journey, they arrive in Jerusalem. And where would you look for a king? A palace. That seems a reasonable place to start. So they go to King Herod, the current corrupt king, and they ask, where is he who has been born King of the Jews? But there was no new king there. In fact, when King Herod hears the news, he is troubled because this king threatens his throne. Jesus, the King of Kings, is a threat to what Herod loves the most, his power, his control, his rule. The wise men could have given up at that point. They could have, well, the king's not here in this palace. I mean, they've traveled far, so maybe not, but they could say, well, perhaps we're wrong. But they were utterly convinced something significant or important was happening. They have seen the sign and they responded to it. Herod calls his advisors, who know the scriptures written hundreds of years before, prophecies about Jesus' coming that today we can read in books in the Bible like Jeremiah, Isaiah, Daniel, and others. God's king, the rescuer, is not someone who needs a crown or a palace. The wise men travel hundreds of miles, and the King Herod, we hear later on, is threatened by this king. He sends his soldiers to get rid of any boy who had matched the age of Jesus in Bethlehem. The star leads them not to a palace, but to a house, not to grandeur, but to humility. They finally find Jesus a child, and they fall down. They worship. They give gifts. And the verse says, they open their treasures. Gold for a king. Frankincense for the only person who can truly bring people back to their creator, God. Myrrh pointing to his suffering and death on the cross. This child grows up and he lives a perfect life. He dies on the cross for our sins. He rose again. The Bible tells us that every one of us in this room has sinned. We can't help but choose ourselves. We can't keep God's perfect and good standard. We were created to live with God and to find the deepest joy in being with him. But we have all turned away. We have sought joy in lesser things. We have lived for ourselves. And because God is glorious and he's holy, this sin separates us from him. The Bible says the wages of sin is death. There is a price for this rebellion that has to be paid. But who will pay this? See, God had a plan. He had a plan to rescue us and bring us back to him. This is why the star was in the sky and 600-year-old prophecies of Jesus were written. This is the plan from creation. This is why the Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. See, Christ died for sins once and for all. The righteous for the unrighteous, to bring you to God. The Bible says he is able to save to the uttermost those who draw near to God through him. Jesus does not forgive sin halfway. He does not rescue temporarily. He saves completely all sin, all guilt, and all shame. And in our verse that we read, Matthew says, when they saw the star, they rejoiced exceedingly with great joy. And going into the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they fell down and worshipped him. The only way to be saved from our problem of sin is to acknowledge that Jesus is the Savior. This is why the wise men leave changed. They go home another way. When we meet Christ, our life changes forever. See, 2 Corinthians 6:2 says, behold, now is the favorable time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. Christmas reminds us that God does not stay distant. He draws near to us. He invites us. This invitation is not for tomorrow, not when life is neat and tidy. The invitation is for now. The wise men did not delay when they saw the star. They left their homes and they came to worship the true King. Tonight, God is asking the same question he always asks us. He put the star in the sky. He invites us to come and seek him. There are only two responses to King Jesus. Either we're like King Herod, who chooses himself his way, or we are like the wise men, who take up God's invitation and find their Saviour. Do not celebrate the season and refuse the King, because the child in the manger is the Saviour on the cross, and he came and died for you. We're gonna sing a carol in the bleak midwinter. It's one of my favourite carols. But verse 5 is one of my favourites. It says, "What can I give him, poor as I am? If I were a shepherd, I would bring a lamb. If I was a wise man, I would do my part. Yet what can I give him my heart?" I think Sam's going to come up now.